The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Every day at this time, Monday through Fridays, you can enjoy music, song, and fun by attending the meetings of the Refreshment Club. Every day at any time, you can enjoy the refreshment of an ice-cold Coca-Cola by keeping frosty bottles always on hand in your refrigerator at home. The Refreshment Club will come to order. And please answer as your name is called. Clark Dennis.
Let's go.
Helen Jane Belkey.
I'm here.
Jones.
Here.
And the escort.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All present or accounted for. You have the meeting, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Yes, sir. Good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, now here's some advice by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers. Just in case you were planning on straightening up the kitchen cabinet, let your shelf go. Monday, everyone should be on his toes, and I find you over in the corner muttering to yourself. What's going on?
Oh, I'm studying my part for a play, boy.
Studying your part for a play?
Yes,
what is it?
Yes, sir. You know, out in my neighborhood, they're having some amateur theatricals.
Yeah.
And, boy, I at last got my chance. I always wanted to be on the stage.
And you're going to be in them?
Yeah. Will you help me? Will you help me with my line?
Well, sure. What is it? What's it going to be? What kind of a thing is it?
Oh, it's going to be a Shakespearean play.
Shakespearean play? And,
yeah.
And you're going to be in it? Do you know which one of Shakespeare's plays is it, you know?
Well, I'm going to be Hamlet.
Oh, yes. Not his brother Hamlet. You're really going to be Hamlet. You got the main part in this, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Say, that's all right. That's okay. Hamlet. I took the part one time, and the critic said I was at least the first syllable of Hamlet. I hope you do better. Well, Clark, I'll be glad to help you. When does this comes off this week?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'll need some help from you this week anyway.
Because you're practicing, going to have a dress rehearsal, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
You want some help on it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what you do. Bring your part down tomorrow. We'll kind of go over it on the air here, huh?
All right, okay.
Okay. Imagine the guy, Hamlet. What's your song?
I Can't Pretend.
Oh. Well, you'll be Hamlet, all right.
I lived a lifetime in one little week.
hours of gloom and despair. And through masquerading, evading the truth, making believe I don't care. I can't pretend I'm sorry we're apart. I can't pretend I just can't fool my heart. Though I may smile, my friends all seem to realize. They surmise that look in your eyes. I can't pretend, I simply can't be gay. For in the end, my tears give me away. Without you, dear, I live a lie. I can't depend. I love you, and I can't.
Well, I've kept this from you thus far, refreshment clubbers, but today I'm going to break down. I'm going to bring you one of my one-man, one-act plays. Bill, if you please, my music. Thank you. That's sad enough.
Well, sir, son, what am I talking about son for? I keep thinking that boy of mine is with me, and I ain't seen him now for several days. I can't imagine where the little feller is. Oh, shucks, here's the restaurant. Well, guess I'll sort of go in and get me something to eat. I'm always hungry these days, like Walter Blaufus. I think I'll go right in here and get me something to eat. I'll set it to take... Well, for land... Well, land to go... Son, what are you doing here in this here restaurant, waiting on the table?
Well, Pa, I got in here the other day. It's a little matter of not having the money for my check, so I'm waiting on table till I pay it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, imagine finding you here. I guess I'll just sit down and order. Son, see, what am I going to have? Walter's telling me about that there Chinese food. I got the good notion to have some. No, I guess not. Son, do you serve crabs here?
Sure. We serve anybody, Pa. Sit down. Just a minute, Pa. Your teeth fell out. Wait a minute, Pa.
Thank you, son, for putting him in again.
Got him on the first bounce that time, Pa, right off the table.
Yeah, thanks, son. Son, I want some raw oysters. Now, listen here, son, get this right. They mustn't be too large or too small.
Yeah.
Not too salty and not too soft.
Yeah.
They must be cold, and I'm in a hurry for them.
Yeah, Pa. Will you have them with or without pearls, Pa?
Thank you. you, man. That was I've Got Something in My Eye, played by Walter Blaufuss and all the boys. Well, Clark can have his Shakespeare. I'll stick to my one-man, one-act plays. They're going to see how the boy is coming at that, huh? I think it's all right. Very laudable ambition for a fellow on do Shakespeare. I'm going to ask him more about it tomorrow. Well, here are Ted Floyd and Cliff, the escort, Doug Craig at the piano, and red-headed Joan with the escorts as usual. What are you going to do today, my friend?
Peter Piper, Don.
Peter Piper. Oh, a classic, huh?
Yes.
You know, it's great how they write these popular songs. Just take something composed by one of the masters and decompose it. Peter Piper.
If Peter Piper picked a bag of baked old peppers, how much do I love you? Then what have I got to pick to turn the trick and make you love me too?
If Simple Simon sat beside a shallow saucer trying to catch a whale, then that's what you should try to make me buy the heart you've got for sale.
How much would the woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck would?
He'd chuck double with no trouble.
I'd do the same if it did any good. Now if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd pick a peck of peppers.
Pick a peck of peppers.
Sit beside a saucer.
Sit beside a saucer.
I'd even be a woodchuck, chucking all I could chuck, just to make you love me too.
Now, if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and a peck of peppers he pickled, oh, where in the peck of Peter Piper pepper? Oh, gee, this thing's got me licked.
Well, say, here's one that I think really is a stumper. Now, you just try and say rubber buggy bumper.
Rubber bubby bumper.
Now, rubber bubber bumper. Rubber bubbery bubber. Ah, oh,
that's too hard.
What do you say we try one more, like he sells seashells by the seashore?
Good blood, bad blood. That's hard, too.
But Peter Piper is the one for me and you. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how much do I love you? And what have I got to pick to turn the trick and make me want to love you, too?
If Simple Simon sat beside a shallow saucer trying to catch a whale, then that's what you should try to make me buy the heart you've got for sale.
Oh, how much would the woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck could chuck wood?
If chuck double with no trouble, if it did him any good.
Oh, with Peter Piper, pick the peck of pepper. Tell me, what would you do? What would you do?
I'd pick some pepper.
Yeah, that's if you could.
Sit beside a saucer.
Like fun you would.
Would you be a woodchuck, chucking all you could chuck, just to make you love me too?
I would.
You would.
I could.
You could.
Pick a peck of pepper.
Peter Piper did.
And sit beside a
yeah,
saucer.
Like the Simple Simon kid.
Would you be a woodchuck?
I would be a woodchuck, just to make her love me too.
Nice going, kid. Now it's waltz time on the Refreshment Club, the lovely melody of One Night of Love. Bob Denton, you old recording secretary, you. Our refreshment clubbers are waiting in their homes for your message.
We all want our homes to be as attractive as possible, and so they are. Modern furnishings and modern conveniences make our houses and apartments much more comfortable and more livable today than the old castles and palaces of kings ever were. But all the comforts of home are not in the furniture or appliances. There's one modern household convenience in particular which you may have overlooked. It's the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola. Keeping frosty bottles of Coca-Cola in the icebox is the way to add refreshment and sparkle to your home life. A pause for ice-cold Coca-Cola is so refreshing in the midst of household tasks, and it's always so welcome when friends drop in to visit. The handy 6-bottle carton of Coca-Cola makes it so easy for you to have this pure, wholesome refreshment in your home. Get one today from your dealer. Then you can go to your own refrigerator anytime to enjoy a refreshing pause with delicious Coca-Cola. Don?
Oh, Helen Jane. Remember last Friday you finally gave the recipe?
Yeah, I guess that was a mistake, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was swell. Grand recipe for fruitcake, but it just occurs to me that some of the listeners might not have quite gotten all those terms and had a Bible handy, you see, when you started out your recipe. So for the benefit of those, I think you might explain it a little bit so they could go out and make a fruitcake.
You're not by chance hinting that you didn't understand it either, are you?
I certainly am. I didn't know the first word.
Well, the idea is that when the ingredients are read, they're followed by a quotation from the Bible, and you look that up, that passage up, and in that passage you'll find out what you're supposed to put in your cake.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you tell them? Wouldn't you tell them now?
Well, I suppose I could, but
where is the recipe?
Back there.
Around here, back there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stall. Boys, get it. My lucky star. She's running way down the other end of the studio. Here she comes, going 240. She's almost up to the mic. Today. Now she's looking through the book. Today. She can't find it. It seems to be somewhere where she can't find it. She made it.
Well, do you want me to tell you just what there is?
Yeah, tell us what's in there.
All right, it says 4.5 cups of 1 Kings 4:22, that's flour.
Flour.
And 1/2 pound of Judges 5:25, that's butter.
Butter.
And 2 cups of Jeremiah 6:20, that's sweet cane or sugar. 2 cups of Nahum 3:12, those are figs. And 2 cups of 1 Samuel 30:12, those are raisins.
Right.
And 2 cups of Numbers 17:8, those are almonds. Mm. And 2 teaspoonfuls of 1 Samuel 14:25, that's honey.
Honey.
And to taste, 2 Chronicles 9:9, that's spice.
Spice.
And 6 Jeremiah 17:11, those are eggs.
Eggs.
And 1.5 cups of Judges 4:19, that's milk.
Milk.
And 2 teaspoonfuls of Amos 4:5, that's shortening.
Ow, ow.
Go on.
And one pinch of Leviticus 2:13, that's salt. And directions, Proverbs 23:14, that means to beat it.
Thank you. Now it's in English. I hope you all make your fruitcake and have a grand time doing it.
I'll give me a rest.
You are my lucky star. Put you right to work.
You've opened heaven's portal. Here.
memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories when you and I were young, Maggie. Sometimes when I get home in the evening, kind of tired, you know, that thinking up gags is hard business. Maybe I've worn out 3 pair of scissors during the day, you know. Well, I get home tired and maybe a little cranky, and there's my little Tommy and little Donnie, the 2 sons, with Mrs. McNeil, and, of course, the babies both want to bounce on Daddy's lap and play. Well, sometimes the first impulse is to say, "No, please, now you two, Daddy's tired." Then I always catch myself and I think, "Now, hold on here a minute, my friend. Aren't you glad that you have this fine family? That they care for you and show it? Can't you give them a few minutes?" And pretty soon I'm having the time of my life. I know I've made the resolve, and probably you have too, always to have time for the children. Don't you remember how you used to hear Daddy tell about long, long ago? You liked his stories, didn't you? Maybe he'd end up by singing or humming. "They say we're aged and gray, Maggie, as spray by the white breakers flung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young." You know, there was a very nice, quiet little number in Eleanor Powell's new picture, Born to Dance. And I asked Walter if he'd play it with the boys, and they've arranged it really. It's a swell job, too. I think you're going to like it. It's called "I've Got You Under My Skin." Got You Under My Skin. That number really does get under your skin, do you? You like it. Well, sir, the escorts are here, minus Joan at the present time, to give us one of their little novelties. And, boys, I see it's called "Rhythm Is Our Business," huh?
That's right, Don.
You know, speaking of business, I was going to make that a little druggish there, business. But business, anyway, without the lisp, business, I heard a story the other day. I see if you ever heard it. About those 3 stores that were in a row, there were 3 stores in a row on a street. On a certain day, the man on one end in his store put up the sign "Fire Sale," see? And immediately the man on the other end put up the sign "Bankrupt Sale." Well, the guy in the middle thought a while. Finally, he came out with a still larger sign, "Main Entrance." How's business with you, my friends? How's business?
rhythm, beat, rhythm, beat. Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business surely swell. Oh, if you're feeling blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell. We're a trio, as you know. We like songs, both hot and slow. We like songs that have a swing, cause without that swing, it don't mean a thing. Rhythm is our business, rhythm is the thing we sell. Now we like,
oh, we like
instruments, biddy, biddy, biddy.
This one costs us 50 cents, biddy, biddy, biddy. An ocarina we think is swell, but you may think that it sounds like, well, rhythm is our business, and our business sure is swell.
Come on, boys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
here we go.
And we have a jews hop too that we'd like to play for you.
Oh boy, since we put rhythm on our business, boys, business swell.
We have a business, we do rhythm. Rhythm is a thing we sell. Bum, bum, bum. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm is our business. Business sure is swell. If you're feeling blue, rhythm what you need. With a little rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, and we got rhythm to sell.
And so our meeting of the Refreshment Club adjourns for today. Tomorrow at the same time, we'll be looking to make sure you're listening. Our whole troupe will be on hand. Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Bill Krenz at the piano, Walter Blossus and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, and also yours truly, Don McNeil, who is leaving you with this thought. Whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.